insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Welcome again to the program, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from the verses of the Holy Quran. Let's first hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We were in the midst of explaining verse 36 of Surah Baqarah. As we got into this story of the creation of Adam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels to prostrate to Adam and Eve, and the rejecting of Iblis, I was explaining a point that we would be able to benefit from practically from these verses about a previous verse. And that was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam. Iblis rejected and refused. And according to this verse, verse number 34 of the same surah, it was arrogance that kept him from prostrating to Adam. There was another point about the same story, another reason why, or the other half of the reason why Iblis decided that he was going to refuse the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prostrate. It's a very interesting point, actually. Now, I mentioned in the previous session that it is the trait of asabiyyah, or what we know as racism today. There's a very interesting narration from the sixth Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam, points to, as I said, a very delicate point in these verses. And I had briefly hinted to it, but it's very beautifully put in this saying. The Imam says, salamullah alayhi, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ كَانُوا يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ إِبْلِيسَ مِنْهُمْ وَكَانَ فِي عِلْمِ اللَّهِ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. It says the angels used to think that Iblis is one of them. They considered him one of them. Now, I think this is very delicately put in the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. That we told the angels to prostrate, and it was Iblis who refused. Now, Iblis was not actually part of them. It seems like the reason why that is put there is this point, that the angels used to think that Iblis is actually one of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that he's not one of them. He's not an angel. He says, فَاسْتَخْرَجَ مَا فِي نَفْسِهِ بِالْحَمِيَّةِ وَالْغَضَبِ فَقَالْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. That what caused him to distinguish himself from the angels and make it known to the angels that he's not actually one of them was his race, his feeling of racism, and of course anger as to why he was ordered and commanded to prostrate to Adam. It was that. فقال, he said, based on that racism, that خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار, you have created me from fire, وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين, and you have created him from dust. This point, of course, has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, that this is the reply of Iblis when he was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did you refuse? This is the reply that he gave. So it was this feeling of racism that caused the animosity between Iblis and Adam, and caused Iblis to destroy his reputation of being considered by the angels as one of them, as his destroying his status that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worshipping so many thousand years according to narrations. It was this feeling of racism. And this is a very, very delicate issue, brothers and sisters. This is something that we face. Islamically, we are told that racism is wrong, period. And I want to read some hadith on that just to emphasize this point and the Islamic view on this, and how terribly bad it is to have this feeling of racism and the superiority of one's race over another. But practically, we see that there is this feeling, unfortunately, amongst us as Muslims. Unfortunately, we don't treat one and another as brothers and sisters in faith, no matter what our race is. It seems like race actually plays a pretty important role in our relationships. We see that in our centers, in our Islamic centers, in our masjids. I don't want to refer to any particular race, but anywhere that I've gone for lecturing, I've seen this. This is something, and people tell me about it. Whatever center you go, there's another race that is not the dominant race in that community. And when they walk into the center, they're not treated warmly as the others are. And sometimes they're actually disrespected. This is wrong, brothers and sisters. I'd like to quote to you what our imams have said about this terrible spiritual disease, which is absolutely absurd and wrong when you look at it, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, that first of all, we are all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us are special creations in that way. We're all creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all depend 100% on Him, and whatever we have is from Him. So what is it? Why do we feel that I am better than Him? I didn't give myself what I have, if I have anything superior to Him, which is very, very much questionable, unless it's faith. Unless it's faith. The physical aspects, I'm smarter, or I'm physically stronger than the other. These are not points to be bragging about and feeling superior to anyone else. If it's faith, if I feel superior to someone else because I think I'm better, I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but well, brother or sister, if we have this feeling, that actually means that we are not so high. There's a very interesting narration that says, when one does something bad, when one commits a sin, they have a feeling of regret. They feel bad about themselves. And then afterwards, they do something good and they start feeling good about themselves, that, wow, I did this great thing and I'm such a great person. The hadith says, well, the feeling they had before doing this good deed was much better. If they had stayed in that situation, it would have been much better for them. So although they've done something good, but the Imam says that it would have been better for them to stay in the previous status because the feeling that they've got is very bad and it's destructive. So there is no superiority in a race or anything like that. I'll narrate a couple of hadith about this. One is a very authentic narration from the sixth Imam, Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, that quotes the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, saying, "Man kana fi qalbihi habbatun min khardalin min asabiyyatin ba'athahu Allah yawma al-qiyamah ma'a a'rabil jahiliyyah." If a person, I don't know how many of you have seen mustard seeds, they're very, very tiny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if any of you has so much as a mustard seeds amount of asabiyyah and racism in their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise them on the day of judgment with the A'rab of Jahiliyyah, with the Arabs before Islam came. Okay. The Arabs that did not accept Islam in hell, which are going to be in hellfire. This is a very, very dangerous disease. And to clarify what asabiyyah exactly is, because sometimes people may go further in saying, well, you know, we're supposed to love everybody the same amount and we can't love anyone more, or the doubt may at least come to our mind that maybe that's the case. There's an interesting hadith that a companion asks the fourth Imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn, salamullah alayhima, about asabiyyah. What is asabiyyah? The Imam says, "Al-asabiyyatu allati ya'thimu 'alayha sahibuha an yara ar-rajulu shirara qawmihi khayran min khiyari qawmin akharin." It is that a person thinks that the bad people in his tribe, from his people, are better than the good people from a different tribe, from a different people, from a different nation. Now this is maybe not so clear. There's another piece at the end of this hadith that clarifies it a little more. It says, وَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْعَصَبِيَّةِ أَن يُحِبَّ الرَّجُلِ قَوْمَهُ. It's not asabiyyah, it is not this haram asabiyyah or racism, it is not this forbidden racism for one to like his people. Okay, if I'm from, let's say, Tanzania, if I like Tanzanians, then that's not bad, that is not wrong, just to like them. He says, وَلَكِن مِنَ الْعَصَبِيَّةِ أَن يُعِينَ قَوْمَهُ عَلَى الظُّلْمِ. Practical application of it is this, that he helps his people, because they're his people, in doing something that's wrong, in a dhulm, that the hadith refers to. So, when they are mistreating someone else, from a different people, from a different nation, then if I stay silent, if I don't say anything, if I don't object that, then I am helping them. Or I go on and say, yeah, you guys are right, you know, why is this guy here? Or why should our daughter marry into these people? These are not good people, or things like that. So it is putting down that, as I said before, the feeling of superiority of one's nation over another. If I feel that just because I'm Arab, let's say, or just because I'm Iranian, or whatever other nation, these were just examples of whatever other nation, American, Canadian, English, Khoja, Pakistani, Indian, whatever. If I think that I am better to someone, some other nation, because that nation is not so developed, okay, and I treat them and I look at them as a superior looking to an inferior, that is extremely wrong and it's extremely dangerous. One could reach a stage where, after doing all kinds of worships, that feeling of racism, just like Iblis, would cause them to go way downward and become the head of or the imam and the leader of those who will enter hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure us from our spiritual diseases. and especially this feeling of racism. We hope that the Muslim Ummah starts treating one another as brothers, no matter what nation they're from. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.